The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, such as sexually suggestive situations, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Snare, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
No, not too promising, is it?
Where are we, Doctor?
Looks like a storage room to me.
I know that, but where?
I'd say we're aboard a spacecraft of some kind tomorrow.
Another warship? Wonderful.
Oh. A dingy old storage room aboard yet another spacecraft, eh?
It has been noted.
Are we going to hang about in here all day? Or shall we go and find out where we are?
What a splendid idea, Gray. Come along then, you two.
A corridor? We're no wiser then. I really don't like the look of this place.
I think I can just about tell where we are.
What have you found, Gray?
It seems to be some kind of window. We're in deep space. The middle of nowhere, it seems.
Yup. Another dingy old spacecraft in the middle of nowhere. Isn't that what you'd call par for the course, Doctor?
Still complaining, are we?
Sorry, Doctor.
Yes, me too, Amara. To both of you, actually. I know I've been a bit tetchy, but I just can't shake the feeling that something terrible's going on somewhere in the cosmos. I've had this feeling since leaving Lady Penworth's.
Hey, have a look at this!
What is it?
Looks like some kind of ship approaching.
It's so far away.
It is? Then it must be huge.
I wonder.
Doctor?
Doctor, what is it?
I think perhaps we'd better get out of here.
Look at it! It's enormous!
What is it?
Unless I'm very much mistaken, it's a battlecruiser. A very large battlecruiser. And I don't think they're coming to wish us a happy new year.
Oh, not again!
It's approaching fast!
Come on, you two.
It's firing! Some sort of photonic torpedo, I'd say.
Too late. Grab hold of something.
Doctor?
Hold on. Oh! Ah!
Responding, sir. We're dead in space.
Dead? I can't
from the start. Target that bronze ship and fire everything we've got at her.
It's too late, sir. They're firing again.
Open fire on that ship, Lieutenant Godstep. That's an order.
We can't, Captain. Weapons are offline. We're defenseless. They've got us where they want us, sir. We're dead in space.
Mara. Gray, are you two all right?
I suppose so.
As good as I'm gonna get.
Why can't we go anywhere without people attacking us?
It could be another interplanetary war, I suppose.
It can't be the Kronek and the Brillians again, can it?
It's hard to say, but honestly, it could be any one of a dozen races in this vicinity who are in conflict with one another.
Shouldn't we be getting out of here now, Doctor? I really don't feel like getting mixed up in another galactic conflict.
Nor do I, Mara. Come on. Oh, no.
What is it, Doctor?
The storage room door. It won't open.
Oh, wonderful. No getting back to the TARDIS and safety then, huh?
Captain Narza, the Tolanite ship is signaling us. They wish to discuss terms of their surrender.
Of course they do, Lieutenant Harner. Show me their captain.
So, it's you, Captain Narza. I shouldn't be surprised, I suppose.
No, Jeeva, you shouldn't. Who else would defeat you? I am told you wish to discuss terms.
We wish to surrender and place ourselves at your mercy.
Mercy? Did not think that was a word the Tolanites understood. Did your forces show mercy when they attacked the Ganatite outpost in the Laetar sector? Did your Tolanite Marine Corps show mercy when they invaded that moon and killed everyone on it, including innocent women and children? Well, they showed my wife and child no mercy that day, Captain. So tell me, why should I now show mercy to you and your crew? Why should I show mercy to the very ship that delivered those Marines to the Ganatide outpost? Why shouldn't I blow the Relentless out of space and time altogether? Can you answer me that, Captain Jeeva?
We both know it's really me you want, Master. Let my crew live. And I will surrender myself to you personally. To do with what you will. I'll do anything you ask. Just spare my crew.
I ask simply this. That you take out your sidearm, point it at your head, and pull the trigger.
If you give me your word as an officer, Captain Master, then my crew will not be killed.
No, Captain, you can't.
Give me your word that no one else aboard my ship will be killed, Master. And that they will be treated honorably in accordance with interspatial law.
My word is given, Captain. One warrior to another. Your crew will not be killed.
My life for my crew.
No, Captain.
Kill transmission. Go and fetch Captain Jeeva's crew. Treat them well, but bring me Jeeva's head as a trophy.
Captain, you intend to honor this agreement?
I gave my word as a warrior, Lieutenant Harner. If we cannot be honorable as warriors, then we do not deserve to fight. We do not deserve to live. Not to worry, old friend. I will not kill Jeeva's crew. But the fate that awaits them is far worse than death. Jeeva did not save them. He's condemned them to a living hell.
Yeah.
the sonic screwdriver is hopeless against this lock. It must be completely fused.
Doctor, look out the window. That larger ship is moving up alongside.
It must be preparing to dock.
Oh, how do you get us into these things, Doctor?
Now calm down, Amara. It's going to be perfectly all right. It's obviously we don't belong here, so they won't harm us.
It'll be okay, Amara.
Just stick close to me, Amara, no matter what happens. Got it?
Oh, that's a real comfort.
You there. Do not move. You are now prisoners of the Bran Empire.
Ah, we mean you no harm.
Silence, Tolanite scum.
Look, we're not the Tolanites, whoever they may be. We're actually here by accident. If you just help us get this door open...
Ah! Next time, maybe you'll listen when you're told to shut up. Take these civilians to the brig.
Leave me alone!
Let her go!
Ah, what have we here? A spirited one. I have a feeling this one's rather special, lads. Take her to the starboard hold.
Starboard hold? Is that any different from the brig?
Shut up! It's none of your trailing concern.
My friends are my concern. Now please, look, we're not Tolanites. We're not even supposed to be on this ship, and it's my fault that we're here.
If that's true, you won't have too long to feel guilty about your mistake. You'll have other things to worry about. Take them away.
No, will you please listen?
Gray? No, Doctor, don't let them take her.
It's all right, Amara. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I promise.
No! Gray, no!
Report, Lieutenant.
All prisoners are now aboard the Saber Claw, Captain. Shall we prepare the Tolanite ship for towing?
No, Lieutenant Hanner. Return to the ship. Once you're back aboard, we'll use Captain Jeeva's ship as target practice. I'm going to blow the Relentless out of the sky.
Yes, Captain Narza. Lieutenant Harnor out.
What do you think they've done with Gray?
I'm sure she's all right, Amara. Now just try to remain calm.
Try and remain calm? I told you I didn't like this place, but you wouldn't listen.
I know, my dear, but it's going to be all right. You must trust me.
I trust you, Doctor. It's those brutes I don't trust. What if they hurt Gray?
They consider her special. I don't know why, but I don't think they'd harm her.
You can't know that.
No. No, I don't know that, Amara. Look, I'm very sorry for getting you into this, but you must trust me. I'm going to get you out of it. I'm going to somehow get all of us out of this.
Hey!
You're wasting your breath, you know. They won't listen.
Who are you?
Brax is the name. Trust me, girl. Now that we're in here, we're not getting out. At least not till we get where we're going.
And where is that?
They haven't told you?
No. They haven't told me anything.
Oh, dear me. Aren't you in for a rude surprise?
Your prize, Captain. One head, as requested.
Excellent work, Lieutenant Harder. Now, release the docking clamps and move us a good distance away from the Relentless. Just a safe enough distance away to keep us from being hit by the debris when we blow her out of space.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Thank you.
Relentless is almost within a safe firing range, Captain.
Very good, Lieutenant. Arm forward laser cannons. What the blazes is that?
Ship approaching, sir, and it's coming up fast.
Is it a Tolanite vessel?
No, sir. I don't recognize the designation. Wait. It's a mercenary ship, sir, and they're heading straight for us with weapons fully charged.
Corporal, prepare to open fire on the Saberclaw. I want her disabled. Target her engines and weapons.
Yes, Captain Jalea.
Then once we've disabled her, prepare a boarding party. We're here for the Relentless and her crew. Let's not lose sight of those objectives.
Yes, ma'am.
She's firing weapons, Captain Narza.
Steady, Harner. We have teeth also. Just a little closer. Launch torpedoes.
Give them all we've got, Jardin.
Yes, ma'am.
Just hold tight.
Someone is determined to destroy us.
Not just anyone. That's got to be my captain.
Your captain doesn't seem to like you very much.
Of course she likes me. What are you talking about?
Well, for someone who likes you, she's making a grand attempt at killing you.
The Saberclaw's weapons are offline, Captain.
And her engines?
Damaged, but they could limp home. Our own aren't exactly in great shape, Captain Jalea, and our weapons just went offline as well. That last volley must have done them in.
Granit! Very well. Prepare the boarding party. Make for the ship's brig. Break those prisoners out of there and then get back over here quick. If you run into much resistance, just get what you can and get back here.
What about Braxa, Captain?
This isn't about Braxa! Just go get me the Relentless, his crew, Corporal! Or do you want to end up jettisoned with the space garbage?
As you command, Captain.
That's more like it. Now go!
Aye, aye, Captain. Get these prisoners out of here, men, on the double. We're meeting heavy resistance. The captain has ordered us to free as many prisoners as we can and then to evacuate back to the ship, ASAP. You there! Come on! Can't you see you're being rescued?
I know you, don't I?
What? Oh, it's you! How the Kesma did you two get here?
Doctor, it's one of the mercenaries from Mandor!
Yes, I know, Amara. Are we pleased to see you?
There's no time for happy reunions. We've got to get back to the ship.
We can't leave. We have a friend on board this ship. Please, we have to save her.
If she's one of the prisoners, she'll be freed. Don't worry. Now, come on!
What is happening, Lieutenant Harner?
Mercenary ship. It's departing, Captain.
What is our status?
We were boarded, sir. Despite putting up heavy resistance, they got away with our prisoners. At least all but our prize catches.
That at least is good news, Harner.
Begging the Captain's pardon. But I don't think Captain Dalto will think so.
You leave Dalto to me, Harner. I know how to handle him. Once he sees what we have for him, all will be forgiven. You'll see. Now get Engineer Kalner to fix our engines, and then get us home as quick as you can.
Aye, Captain.
Welcome back aboard, Corporal.
Thank you, Captain. We didn't find Braxa, ma'am.
You weren't supposed to, Jardin. Don't you get it?
Yes, Captain.
What have we here?
Well, well. Hello, Captain Jalea. Seems we meet again.
Indeed, Doctor. And we again find ourselves on the same side.
Doctor, we have to go back for Gray. Tell her!
What's she prattling on about?
It's all right, Amara. Just remain calm.
Remain calm? Gray could be dead for all we know.
Forgive my young friend, Captain. She's rather frantic over a friend of ours that got left behind on that bronze ship. Now, I wonder, could it be possible to go back for her?
I'm sorry, Doctor. Our weapon systems are down at the moment, and our engines are only at half power. My engineer is working on the problem, but we have no chance of winning another fight today.
But we have to go back. They'll kill her.
If they were holding her someplace other than the brig, then she is considered precious cargo to Narza.
Narza?
He is the captain of the Braun vessel we just rescued you from. He won't harm what he considers to be precious, which is how I know my own lost crewman is safe. Believe me, Captain Narza would love nothing more than to hurt me. But if he were to kill Lieutenant Braxa, he'd have no chance of doing so.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Narza will soon make contact with Captain Amini Ardalto, the Braun government's arms supplier.
Arms supplier?
If you don't know, there's a war going on in this sector between the Braun and the Tolanites. It's a bloody war that has raged on for years. Dalto's a mercenary from Kristoff, an arms dealer. He's been stirring up trouble all over several regions of this part of the galaxy for years. Stirring up a war here, encouraging another there. It's how he makes his living. He's got war stirred up between the Brons and the Tolanites, the Gurads and the Flocks, the Grak and the Farons, even the Kronik and the Brellians, and more besides.
Doctor, the Kronik and the Brellians!
Quite, Amara. Look, do you mean to tell me that this man supplies arms to two opposing sides in a war that he has incited just to make money?
Not everyone has your sense of honor and fair play, Doctor. Welcome to the Rima's end of the universe. Dalto is the reason we've come to this sector. I have a few old scores to settle with him. Narza will hand Braxa and, I suspect, your friend over to Dalto, and then Dalto will play them like the pawns that they are to him.
Look, Jalea, whatever personal vendetta you may have going on between the two of you, I don't want my friend caught in the middle of it. So just leave her out of this, all right?
I'm afraid it's too late, Doctor. You've entered the playing field. I'm afraid you're all involved now. Just be thankful you happen to be on the winning side.
And if I weren't?
I don't think you really need to ask that question, Doctor. Do you?
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Snare, Part 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Rachel Rumler as Amara, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Lieutenant Krontep, Jeff Niles as Captain Jiva, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Lieutenant Harnor, Teg Gray as Captain Narza, Kyle A. Bear as Braxa, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin, and Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom and Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editors were Jeff Niles and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The co-producer was Ron Smith. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Special thanks must be given to Kyle Borgs. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character Gray, who was created by Kyle Borgs, who retains all rights to the character. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for part 2 of The Snare, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, The Snare, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2014, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So help us to keep the audio goodness coming, won't you? Visit our website at dreamrealmsite.com and find our donation page, and be sure to hit that donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a robot on the head. Thanks, fans, for your support.